Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is God is Able. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God is Able, written and read by Emma Danzi. Ephesians 3:20-21 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Able to do immeasurably more. Can you think of a time when you just got back from your favorite vacation, or perhaps you just achieved a huge goal in life? Maybe you got one step closer to your dream. There were likely feelings of great happiness, accomplishment, amazement, and celebration. Whether it was an experience or a tangible award, whatever it might be, the mountaintop moment is for sure to go down in your life history as a memorable one. Ephesians 3:20-21 does not just say that God can do more than we ask or imagine. He can do immeasurably more. This means that we cannot even estimate how much more our God can do. When we have the challenging work or homework assignment, He is able to help us through. When we go through a season of difficulty, He can give insurmountable strength. When we are raising the next generation, He can do a new work in them and use us in powerful ways. When we have a deep and unmet longing in our hearts, the Lord can fulfill us and reveal Himself as a treasure that is far greater than anything we could want. The fact is that our Creator and Savior is not just able to do more. He can do far greater things than our small human minds can wrap around. This is a biblical truth, but how often do we forget this in our daily lives, in our prayers, and in our churches? We serve the God who is beyond our beyond. Invited into His work. What is beautiful about these verses is that God not only does incredible work, He invites us into what He is doing. We have the privilege of the gift of the Holy Spirit within us. The Lord gives His power and equips us to do amazing things on His behalf, to share His love to the world. We are not only experiencing His immeasurably more, we are sharing it. He has given us the right to be His children and co-heirs. Our salvation in and of itself is exceedingly more than we could think up. Now He has sealed us with His very own Spirit, commissioned us to share His gospel, and is actively working through us for His glorious plans to be revealed. To Him be the glory. I love how Ephesians 3:20-21 ends on giving God the full glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever. This is a reminder to us that no matter what God allows us to be a part of in His kingdom work, that it is never about our own names. It is about fully glorifying the only worthy one, Jesus. We might get to experience some immeasurably more moments in our lifetimes. However, may we always remember that the giver of the gifts is greater than the gifts themselves. The Savior of the world is better than the messenger. The glory goes to God and never to us. I am sure in each of our lives, there have been times when we have been tempted to take credit for what the Lord has done. If we are not keeping check, pride can easily creep in when we use our talents or serve or get recognized for a ministry we are involved in. We must be on our guard and regularly humble ourselves and remember that only the name of Jesus is to be worshiped and lifted up. Intersecting faith and life. How has God done immeasurably more than you could imagine in your life? How has He invited you into the work that He is doing? Remember that we can be tempted to take the glory for ourselves, but may we always redirect it to Him in all things. Further reading, Psalm 77:14, Philippians 2:13, Hebrews 13:21.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.